This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Dallas Morning News. It's Friday, May 12th, and this is your Dallas Morning News. Today's forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a high near 86 and a low near 70. Here are today's headlines. Hundreds of students across Texas walked out of their schools on Thursday to protest against gun violence. The statewide action comes less than a week after the mass shooting in Allen. A gunman killed 8 people and wounded 7 others during an attack at Allen Premium Outlets on Saturday. Students at nearby Allen High School also walked out, some wearing shirts urging for policy and change instead of thoughts and prayers, and carrying signs reading, "Stop the Violence." Students Demand Action, part of Everytown's gun violence prevention efforts, urged Texas students to use their voice and insist lawmakers take steps to prevent any more mass shootings, according to a toolkit shared by the organization. In other news, it could be months before Dallas systems are fully restored after a cyber attack last week, city officials said Thursday. Dallas information technology staff are still working with consultants and outside groups to help review and clean servers possibly impacted by ransomware, with a focus on restoring systems from public safety departments first, then other public-facing agencies, and then everything else. But it's the restoration of some internal systems described as having background functions that will likely take the longest to complete. Brian Gardner, the city's chief information security officer, and Jack Ireland, the city's chief financial officer, said no evidence has been found at this point that data stored by the city of personal information from employees and residents was leaked, nor is there any evidence found that internal data stored, such as police evidence or municipal court files, have been lost. They both said investigations and monitoring are still ongoing. Up next, a Dallas County grand jury Thursday declined to indict several Dallas police officers and a paramedic who handcuffed and restrained a woman before she became unresponsive and died last year, according to attorneys involved. LaDamian D.D. Hall died May 26th in authorities' care after officers and Dallas Fire Rescue were called to reports of a disturbance in the 12,000 block of Garland Road in Far East Dallas. A nearly 40-minute video released by police 13 days after Hall died showed officials pinning her down, handcuffing her, and taking her to the hospital with a spit hood over her head as she fought and yelled. Justin Moore, who represents Hall's family, called the grand jury's decision an affront to justice in a written statement. He said police misgendered Hall, and a paramedic callously neglected her. Dallas police did not immediately respond to a request for comment, and it was not immediately clear if any other officers were involved in the grand jury proceeding. And toxic worms are back in Texas, according to some social media posts that warn of the slithering, poisonous creature. Hammerhead flatworms, named for their flat, rounded heads, are known for multiplying when cut rather than dying. According to the Texas Invasive Species Institute, hammerhead flatworms secrete poisonous chemicals or neurotoxins, which are commonly found in pufferfish, to threaten predators. Touching a hammerhead flatworm can also irritate human skin. Flatworms are noxious to domestic mammals as well, including dogs and cats, if consumed. The species aren't unique or native to Texas, however. They thrive in hot, humid environments across the United States, including in Alabama, California, Georgia, and Louisiana. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and for the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.